welcome back, everybody, to, I have to say, the Battening Down the Hatches episode of the Hungry Trolls podcast. I'm Jay Black, and I'm joined by my co-host here, Vin Nardiello. How you doing there, Vin?
Hello, Jason.
And, Vin, it's the end of the world.
I have, I'm sitting at my kitchen table right now, and I have a big thing of bottled water in front of me. I have three flashlights.
Yeah.
Extra batteries, some canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm not exactly. I legitimately have this stuff on my table right now. I went out and I was a little late to the party, but I went and I got all my stuff just now.
Yeah, and you know when you're late to a party. And by the way, we're talking about that. If you don't know, Sandy, this is we're recording this on the Saturday night before Sandy is expected to slam into the East Coast, dressed in a slutty hurricane outfit for Halloween. If you're late to the party getting supplies, like, it sucks because you're going to ride out the apocalypse, like, eating pumpkin pie filling.
By the way, I thought that, it's funny you say Sandy as, like, this slutty woman. I thought Sandy Koufax.
Oh, you thought the Jewish pitcher coming back to seek revenge on a society that pushed the World Series past Yom Kippur, which would have caused no problem for him. Sandy's about to hit the East Coast, and we were talking because you have a gig coming up down in Atlantic City.
Yeah, literally where it's going to touch down in Jersey.
Right, and you were trying to figure out whether or not the shows are going to be canceled, and we assume that Monday will probably be canceled.
Yeah, they actually evacuated casinos. Do you know what it takes for casinos to say, we don't want your money?
I totally get that, and I was thinking about it because you were saying that they're evacuating them tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine somebody's going to have a come-to-Jesus moment about their gambling problem as they're trying to get the last couple pulls on the blackjack or on the slot machine. As they're like, sir, really, we have to go.
Yeah, what if you get on a run? What do you do then?
Yeah, could you imagine, you know, you're running on a craps, you're just like rolling, you know, I don't 7 after 7. I don't know if that's good. I don't know anything about craps. you're throwing sevens and Yahtzee. Oh,
it is good. It's good.
And you're making all that money, and then, you know, you look at the clock, it's like 9 o'clock. Oh, we got to go.
It'd be like a Caddyshack.
Yeah, with the priest.
Best day ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I for one, I'm nervous, not about the hurricane, but spending that much time with my family. We're going to be stuck in the house for 72 hours, and if we lose power, so help me, it's going to turn into a Donner Pass type situation.
My last hurricane, my basement flooded, so I'm just thinking about that right now.
Yeah, well, I went a little crazy, you know, because last hurricane, I was away.
Yeah.
I was in Seton Hill, Pennsylvania, doing comedy. And this time I had the premiere of my movie was down in Florida, and I did not go because I was worried I was going to get stuck in Florida and have to stay there a couple of days.
So you can only be a shitty dad once.
Yeah, well, I felt really guilty. It's really there. Like, I don't feel bad traveling for work because that's what I do. But I did feel bad, like, as I was sitting, it was like beautifully sunny where I was. And my wife is like, yeah, I had to go outside and take the trampoline down by myself because hurricane force winds are blowing through.
Well, yeah, and you know, I don't know if people realize that. Like, because I've tried to explain to people, like, oh, man, there's like a snowstorm coming or something like that. And it's right where I have a gig. And they're like, oh, wait, you should just cancel it. And yeah. I don't think they realize how, you know, like the kind of people we deal with.
Yeah, the kind of people that when you tell them you have a family, that's a strike against you immediately. Oh, you think you're better than me? Creating familial bonds?
Yeah, they never want to cancel. They will never cancel.
Yeah. No, these are the kind of people like, remember when Ed Rooney and Ferris Bueller was talking to Cameron and said, maybe if you produce a corpse, you can have Sloan out for the day. It's exactly like that conversation with no irony.
I've literally been told when it was like a really bad snowstorm, like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck. I don't know what to do. You're not giving me a hotel room even.
Right.
Like, I don't know what to do. And I was told, oh, there's a firehouse in town.
Yeah.
Give them a call and see if they'll let you sleep in one of their beds.
Why don't you go to the inn and see if you can check into a manger? So, yeah, I actually,
I don't know where you got that voice from.
I had,
I don't know who you could be talking about there.
I was at a college conference on Friday, and I rushed out of the college conference to fly to Florida. And I had to cancel because I had a 6-hour layover in Philadelphia. And in those 6 hours, I decided, I can't go to Florida. I can't do that. And I felt bad about it, but I'm home here with my family. I went out to Walmart and purchased batteries and flashlights. And I have Billy Joel's Stormfront album, which I will be playing. I have the scene of...
a continuous loop throughout the house.
That's right. I have Lieutenant Dan's scene from Forrest Gump. I'll be playing to show the hurricane that I feel no fear from it, just like Lieutenant Dan.
I'm just going to watch the movie The Hurricane over and over again.
That's right. I actually have the guy, the boxer, the Hurricane.
Hurricane Carter's there?
That's right. He's coming to my house.
He's going to spar with your 2-year-old daughter.
That's right. But, yeah, and by the way, I hope, like Lieutenant Dan, after this hurricane, I feel a little bit at ease with myself, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice. I'm no longer fighting the internal struggle that I should have died in Vietnam. So listen, Vin.
By the way, if we die in this storm, this will be like the last thing we record together. This is going to turn up.
Oh, speaking of which, Audible, ladies and gentlemen, we are sponsored by Audible, and I say speaking of which because I really want the last thing people remember of me is that I sold out. I want there to be nothing left in my record that showed that I had any kind of integrity. Or what's the word I'm looking for, Vin? Indie credit. I want zero indie credit for my life. So let's talk about Audible, which is our sponsor. We've been pushing those towards the end of every podcast, but you said we should do them towards the beginning.
Well, yeah, a quick one in the beginning and a nice one at the end.
Okay, so a quick one is we're sponsored by Audible.com. If you like the podcast, the best way to show your support is to go to Audible, www.audible.com. You can actually go through the link on the Click Clack Hungry Trolls podcast page, and all the information will be stuck in there. Put in Click Clack, CLIQUECLACK, that's the code, and you get a free book. And we'll talk about which free book you should listen to at the end of the podcast. That's what we shall do. Now, we wanted to talk today. Now, is there anything else you wanted to chat about?
Should I make my announcement now?
Well, I think so. I think because we have not been able to talk about it on the podcast, you wanted to wait a little bit, and now finally you can reveal.
Now we talk about it. All right. Well, we actually did talk about the podcast, and we had to edit it out. I am going to be a father.
I wish that we had a sound effects guy so that they could play like the da-da.
I was waiting for applause or something from you. But you know, you've for like a while.
Yeah, so I've known.
I planned on just like immediately telling like I would reveal to you on the podcast.
Right.
But then I thought about you on the podcast, and I thought there was also a chance that I would make the announcement, and you wouldn't have even listened to the fact that I made the announcement. You just keep on going with whatever the fuck you're talking about.
My story's far more interesting than the fact that you've reproduced. Anybody could reproduce, Vin. My stories, that can only happen to me. So, okay, well, let's celebrate by me telling you how your life is going to change for the worse.
I know. I figured this was going to come. This is one of the reasons I was actually a little reluctant. I didn't want to tell you in the very beginning. I want to, because I was very nervous.
Yes.
All right. Like my first thought was like, oh, shit, I have to paint. It's going to be like a ton of work.
Wait. Your first thought was you have to paint.
Yes.
Your wife goes, I just want to let you know, I think I might be late. And you're like, hang on, I'm going to Home Depot.
No, I completely ruined any kind of moment.
I really did. Is it because you were eating lasagna and refused to stop?
No, she had the little P-Tech thing.
Yeah.
And she left in the van, and we're going to go look at it together. Okay, so we walked in,
right,
and we looked at it. And let me put it this way. My mouth said I'm excited, but my eyes told the truth. And she knew immediately that I was just completely panicked.
Well, but that's a normal thing. I mean, what are you supposed to be? Are you supposed to jump up and down and go, this is great?
No, she's completely fine. She's like, oh yeah, fine, we'll be good. This, whereas I'm just thinking of all the things that like could possibly go wrong.
Well, that
I'm just, you know, this child may starve.
Well, yeah, I think that's a typical male response. I'll tell you, my first kid, I was more panicked than anything I was in my entire life because my lawyer told me there was no way I could get out of the marriage. My second kid, that was the one that I got excited about. The second kid, I was like, okay, I've already been through this.
Like, all right. The first one's alive. We can do this.
Yeah, you're used to it. You say, okay, like I know what I'm doing for the most part. You know, my neighbor across the street just had their fourth kid. That kid, I've seen them. They've actually Mitt Romney'd that kid, put him in a dog carrier on the roof of their van.
Kids, that just seems excessive, don't you think?
Yeah, well,
don't you think when people get more than three kids, they're really bordering on just being creepy. They're kind of like creepy at that point. Like if you're poor with a lot of kids, you look like trash. If you're rich with a lot of kids, you look creepy.
I did a comedy show in Cleveland, and there was a woman in the front row who had 10 kids.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, I had a great improv line. I said, what are you going for Halloween? As a horn of plenty? Implying.
A wonderful improv line.
And implying that her vagina had a lot of children and also gourds tumbling out of it.
A pine cone.
Pine cone and some cranberry jelly. You know what? If afterbirth were cranberry jelly.
I know what that is, Jay. A cuntacopia.
Jeez. You are not fit to be a father. And I'm not going to cut or bleep anything on this because I don't think anybody will understand. Like, when you try to make a pun, it's hard enough to understand you when you speak regular English.
What?
When you make a pun, I think there's too much processing that has to go on. I'm going to introduce you to my son's speech teacher.
Wait, you didn't hear what I just said there?
I heard it because I'm used to interpreting you and also my son, who has a severe speaking disorder.
But you didn't hear... I said copia. You didn't know what that meant.
Well, actually, it was funny because just at that moment, Skype cut out. So I lost the first part of the syllable. But I heard it, and I don't want you to say it again. It's an intense word, Vinny.
We can't say that on this?
No, I think we can say it. I don't think there's anything we can't say, but I think we should probably limit the C word to like once every 10 episodes.
You're the one who made me repeat it by mocking the fact that I wasn't able to say it properly.
And Skype cut out because there's new intelligence Skype that knows how much is too much.
By the way, this comes from the man who, when you met my wife, I remember she met you, we were leaving, and she said, why does he use the C word so much?
Did I say the C word a lot?
Well, you didn't call her that, but you did say it a lot.
What, about other people?
Yes. Yeah. You weren't like, you know, it wasn't like you're going like vivid physical descriptions or anything like that. Or you didn't call my wife one, but she's like, yeah, he said that a lot.
I got to be honest. Doesn't sound like me. So, yeah.
By the way, she was not offended by it. It was more like she was kind of perplexed. I guess it's just not the kind of thing you usually hear.
I feel
when you first meet somebody,
I feel that there's a really like I'm going to find out a lot about myself. But in order to find out a lot about myself, I'm going to have to become super famous and have a biography written about me. And then I can read the biography and finally get to the bottom of what's wrong with me. Getting back to the idea of being married, this woman in the front row had and having a lot of kids, had 10 kids. And I thought that that was a tragedy. Because it's way too many for normal society, but it's not enough for your own reality show. I think if you're going to go more than six, you got to do 21.
There has to be a teen somewhere in there.
Yeah, you have to have something where TLC is going to knock at your door and say, we want to put you and your overactive genitals on TV. Yeah, and there's usually...
Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you know, speaking of the Duggars and all those people, there's always like a weird religious component about it too. It's you never find like two hipsters in Brooklyn deciding to form their own mariachi band with how many kids they're having. You know, it's never like Richard Dawkins and the Skeptical Society churning those kids out. It's always like, oh yes, we belong to a rare sect of Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes, and we believe in multiple children and matching sweaters.
Yeah, that's one step. Like, there is a strain of female that if it's put into the wrong hands, takes creepy to a whole new level. And what I mean by that strain of female, like, my wife would probably want us all to wear matching shirts in a picture, which I think is fine. Okay, it's funny, we're all wearing matching shirts. But, like, I think if you leave that particular urge unchecked, then it becomes like we're wearing coordinated outfits every day of our lives. And then we look like a cult slash serial killer family.
Well, I've already, the one ground rule I've laid down more than anything else, I refuse to have those stickers on the car that indicate, like, your family members.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's good. That's a very good point. You don't want to have, you don't want to have that.
No, that to me, that's just like, yeah, that's the first step towards beating the matching sweater people.
Yeah.
It's the gateway drug.
I actually have an aspirational sticker on mine where it's just one dad. It's one dad, trophy girlfriend. And then on the other side, way on the other side of the window, is my two kids looking forlornly at me.
I'm picturing actually on your wife's, it's her, the two kids, and a tombstone.
It's her, the two kids, and the running back, LeSean McCoy from Philadelphia Eagles. I got to say congratulations. And she is due when? What day?
April 22nd. So if, 2 days early, it will be on Hitler's birthday and Weed Day.
Yeah. Well, that would be, you know, very on the ball for you, Vin. And your love of weed.
As a Nazi, yes.
You know, I feel like if Weed Day happened first, there wouldn't have been World War II. I think, like, Hitler would have found weed and been like, you know what? I'm cool with everybody.
Funny, I told somebody that story, that thing. I said, oh, they're like, how do you know what Hitler's birthday is? I said, oh, I know that because Columbine was on Hitler's birthday.
Right.
And I remember watching Columbine on 420 in college.
Stoned
out of, have just linked me, they've stayed in my head.
Stoned out of your gourd.
I'm not saying that. It happened to be 420.
So I'm assuming this April Fool's Day you already have your prank in place. Dad, we're going to the hospital, meet us there.
That would be a brilliant joke. Maybe my wife will play that prank on me.
I think the only person you can't pull it on is her. Honey, I think your water just broke.
Just dump a bucket of water on her in bed.
Yeah, throw a water balloon at her. Your water just broke on my face, Vinny. Yeah, I guess you broke pretty hard.
Do you have any fatherly advice for me?
I
do think of you as America's dad.
Yeah, no, I think so. You know what the problem with being a dad when you're a comedian is? Is that the sentimentality required to adequately be a father and husband does not jive well with the attitude you need to have as a comedian, which is to call shit as you see it. Mm-hmm. So I will say, all kidding aside, that it'll be overwhelming the amount of love that you feel. Right. That's an overwhelming thing, because especially if it's a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this in my act. Look, there is a difference between little boy and little girl, because little boy, you feel a sense of responsibility on top of the love that you have to shape this little guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be there to show him, you know, what's hack, what's not hack. You got to show him which the good
all the
clubs
things
are.
That you know.
Yeah. All the
that
things.
That is all the things you know right there.
Pretty much that's it. Which clubs get you free drinks? Which clubs you have to pay for?
This one here, son, you're only able over the... I'm sorry, I fucked that up. Never mind.
I'll teach him how to not fuck up a joke on a podcast. All the important things you need to know. But with a daughter, it's an even more overwhelming thing. Because, the responsibility lays with the mother. She's the one who has to teach her how to manipulate and destroy all men, because that's what women do. But when she's just a little girl...
You really believe that, by the way. That you're saying that in that joke voice, but I know you really do believe that.
I'm working it out in therapy. We'll get there. But with a little girl, it's like just this little beautiful, you know, toddler or little baby that just you just love. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to come to terms with. Because if you're anything like me, a lot of your emotions are either locked up or you confuse them with physical things. It's like, am I sad or hungry? Like all the wiring's messed up. I think I have to poop or I miss my mom. Like, I don't know. I'm like the house from the Money Pit. All my emotional wiring is completely screwed up. But yeah, it's this thing that's overwhelming. It blows the system out. So that's tough to deal with. Not in a bad way, just in a sort of I don't know what's happening way. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm going to tell you. As Paul F. Tompkins so brilliantly put it in his last comedy special, do not share the feeling of watching holding your child for the first time with anybody else. Because if you're a dad, you've already felt that feeling. And if you're not a dad, you could give a shit. There's nobody who's going to appreciate that story. And I held my little baby in my hand. Okay. No, I got it. Yeah. No, good. We're clear. We're square.
You're right, though, about, like, you know, you feel like you want to say all these, like, nice things, like you're about to say, but you have to throw in, like, some kind of, like, shitty joke at the end.
Right, because you can't, you know, feel any emotion that's sincere because you're mm-hmm. a comedian. And you know that on some level, all emotion is bullshit. Actually, I wonder about that. Because I think that the more self-aware you are, the more you think your emotions are bullshit. And what I mean by that is, like, when you're just having an emotion and you can't step outside yourself and look at yourself having it, then you just feel it 100% sincere. But if you're one of these people that have to constantly step outside yourself and look at yourself doing things, which I think comics do, and I know for a fact you do, and I do so much that, you know, I'm being treated for it medically.
But how's that working out?
Oh, well, I'll talk about it in just one second. I step outside myself and I'll be like talking to my wife and we'll be having this great emotional moment and I'll step outside and it'll be like, this is like a third rate romantic comedy. And it just like pops the bubble, you know, and there's and no.
You're actually outside your own body calling yourself a fag.
Yeah. Or a hack or, you know, like, oh my God, did you just really say you mean more to me than life itself? I mean, that's the best you could come up with. So there's always that little tinge of self-awareness. So my big announcement, Vinny, getting past your small announcement, I have mm-hmm. a real big announcement. My big announcement is I'm on Adderall.
I know. You seem tuned in right now.
I am so tuned in. I am so goddamn focused on this microphone. I'm staring. I've actually stared at it for 3 hours and without moving.
Now, I have to be honest with you. I know people on Adderall. Yeah. I've never known anybody who's actually prescribed for Adderall that takes it.
Oh, everybody you know who's just taking it like for
yeah,
fun?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I know many people who are like who take Adderall as like a fun party drug.
I'm going to tell you, I get it. Because on the bottle it says may be habit forming. And I'm like, that may is the biggest load of bullshit ever.
Because I want to say you may have the world's shittiest psychiatrist.
Why do you say that?
Because you're going in for therapy. What are you going in, once, twice a week?
I go once a week, yes.
All right, you're going in. I'm depressed. I don't feel life's worth living. I hate life. I want to kill myself.
Right, yeah.
Oh, here's a problem, Jay. You can't pay attention.
Well, you forget the second part of that. I kept saying, because I can't finish this algebra homework. If only I could finish the algebra homework. No, this is a separate treatment. This is not a treatment for the depression. This came up as, you know, one of the big problems that my wife has is that I don't clean the house enough. And when I was talking to my shrink about that, she was like, well, why don't you clean the house? And I'm always like, well, I start and then I get distracted and then I don't have time. She's like, what do you mean?
I've been to your house for, it's not that big.
No, but that's the thing. I'm saying it should be easy for me to clean the house. it shouldn't take more than like an hour a day to keep it, like just maintain a certain level of human existence. Mm-hmm. But I'll walk into a room and I'll be like, yeah, I gotta vacuum. And then 4 hours will go by and I've watched Judge Judy for the entire 4 hours. And I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah, it's a 30-minute show.
Well, it's on 16 different channels.
Well, see, I'm picturing you're actually DVRing it and pausing and rewinding it just to enjoy her quips.
Yeah. Well, I actually write down my favorite ones in my Judge Judy journal. That I keep handy and by me, because you never know when you're just hanging out at a Walmart and a Judge Judy moment will happen. You flip through,
open up the old 3J. Yeah.
So in talking about that, she said, you know, you might have ADHD, and I was like, I don't think I do. And then she gave me a test, and I scored like a 98 on it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you have bad ADHD.
It also took you 19 hours to complete the 5-question test.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I did a puzzle in the meantime. She's like, Jay, did you finish the test? I said, no, but look, Smurfette is in this village. So she sent me to a psychiatrist, and he retested me, and they said, you need Adderall. And in the meantime, the treatment for depression is still rolling. Mm-hmm. My shrink said that my psychiatrist, not the psychologist. I got a whole team of people working on me. The psychiatrist doesn't think that I need any kind of antidepressants. He believes that this depression over the summer was biological. So mm-hmm. he thinks that the antidepressants are necessary, but only if another one comes on. So he's monitoring me once a month. I have to go in and like just take my depression monitor, which I don't know how he's going to do. Like, I guess he walks in and shows me a butterfly. And if I go, oh, my God, that's beautiful, I get to leave. But if I go,
let me just check your smile. Let's see. Oh, it's turned down. That's bad.
Will this turn that frown upside down? No. No, not even a trip to Toys R Us. Or was it Kitty City? Kitty City was the one that
What's turned. Kitty City?
Kitty City was a local toy store near me. It had a couple of – it got bought by Toys R Us.
We don't have Kitty Cities up here.
Right. And
like in that podunk area you live in.
Well, we had – it was Kitty City turns that smile upside down, and it would be like – turns that frown upside down. It'd be a frown, and then the Kitty City mascot, which was a kangaroo, would jump out and jump on the frown. Like basically just
– And violently smash it down.
Right. Basically the equivalent – the commercial equivalent of, I'll give you something to cry about. How about this – kangaroo jumping on your face. How do you feel now, shithead?
Just like a violent husband in a Lifetime movie.
You know what? That would have made a much better speech in Breakfast Club when Judd Nelson's character is talking about his father forcing him to, like, getting a pack of cigarettes. You know what I got for Christmas? A kangaroo jumped on my face. Till I smiled, my frown was upside down.
There's a chance that may actually be your psychiatrist rather than, you know, treat you with prescriptions.
Yeah. Sends
give you a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. That would definitely stop me from being depressed. If I had a kangaroo jump on my face.
When it's to box it.
No, because it would sexually stimulate me. That's my particular fetish.
Well, someone has it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we live in a world that we have to respect it. In fact, I'm going to make this announcement now. I believe Hurricane Sandy is punishment from God from accepting people who get into kangaroos jumping on their faces till they smile.
You marsupial pervs.
That's right, those marsupials. Those people, God hates them. Somebody actually made a good point, which is... I think I saw it on Reddit, because every year something bad happens and then some asshole comes trotting out on TV and goes, it's the punishment. God is mad about the gays. So he sent that hurricane, which, okay. I mean, I find if you believe that, but somebody brought up the point, why didn't God punish us for killing the Indians? Or,
well, he didn't like them.
God was totally in favor of...
He's on our side for that one.
Indian killing, no problem. Two guys living in a brownstone in Brooklyn.
Perhaps those Indians were gay. Did you ever think of that?
Oh, you know what, Vin? That's right. You are a biblical scholar. All right. Well, speaking of the Bible, We've been at this for 30 minutes, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Let's talk Audible. I am, so here's the way it works on Audible. This is what happens. You go to www.audible.com. You put in the click clack, coupon code, click clack, CLIQUECLACK, right? That lets Audible know that Hungry Trolls is the one who sent you there. Here's how it works.
Do they have an Audible Bible, you think?
Well, I'm sure. I think the Bible as read by James Earl Jones, I think that's available.
Is it really?
Let's see. Hang on, I'll bring that up while we talk.
That would be a good choice to read.
But the way it works is you get a free month and you get a free book. And you get that book, you get to keep that book no matter what. Even if you don't want Audible. That's how they believe in their product. They'll give it to you for free. You don't want to do another book. You don't have to. You never have to buy anything else. You get that free book just for signing up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a book to download. Let's see. Here's the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. Now, this is great. There is an audio Bible that you can buy. It's one credit. You can spend your one credit that you get for signing up with the click clack coupon code right now and get a Bible that is 97 hours long, that is read by Joan Allen, Jim Caviezel, Richard Dreyfuss, Louis Gossett, was it Jr.? They don't have the Jr. there, just Louis Gossett. I guess Senior, if we're ready. Marcia Gay Harden, Stacey Keach.
He plays God.
Malcolm McDowell, Gary Sinise, Marissa Tomei, and my favorite, Jason Alexander, who I only assume is playing a very nebbishy Noah.
I have to imagine. Here's the thing, guys. This is not what they're not telling you. They're all reading it once.
Yeah, in a big chorus.
Yeah, there's a dozen of them all at once.
Man, Marissa Tomei reading you from the Bible. It'll be the first time you're listening to the Bible full on erection. She whispers in your ear. It's like, oh my God, tell me more about Deuteronomy. Come on, Marissa.
She still got it.
She really does. Looks.
Oh yeah, baby.
She looks great for 77 years old. Here's this feel. I feel so bad about women because, you know, 92, Marissa Tomei, it's 20 years later. And like people are saying she still got it, and she really does still have it. But we all know it's just, you know, there's going to be a biological cliff she's going to fall off very soon. Joe Pesci looks identical to how he looked 20 years ago. There's no day he could come out of retirement tomorrow and get as many roles as he wanted. Marissa Tomei has to struggle and fight.
And, you know, like show tit whenever possible.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different Bibles on here, but this is the one you got to get. 97 hours. Gary Sinise. You know what? I bet you Gary Sinise plays Noah because very similar to his Lieutenant Dan character.
Out in the rain, yeah.
Goes up against the storm, and and afterwards he's at peace.
And the guy who played Jesus in that movie is, I'm assuming, playing Jesus.
Yeah, well, I guess that's typecasting. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss, I guess, plays Judas. He'd be a good Judas. And no, Jason Alexander, I know who Jason Alexander is. Job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Job.
Well, you know, that was something that it wasn't until when I was an adult that I knew it was pronounced as Job and not Job.
Well, I
read it in so many books, and it would be like oh, his job-like existence. And I was like, oh, it's like he has to do a job every day. Life is just a job. And then it was like truly, I was like pushing 30 when I figured out what that was actually Job.
Yeah, there's a lot of words, I think, if you're a reader, that you're like sort of semi-educated about, but you've never said them out loud, and then all of a sudden you want. Like for me, it was apoplectic.
Mm-hmm.
I've read that word 10,000 times. I'm still not sure how to pronounce it.
I think you said it wrong. I think it's apoplectic.
I don't. That's why I'm asking. I don't know.
I think I said it right.
And this word, tahia.
What?
Tahia. I've never. T-H-E. Tahi? Tahe? I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never said it out loud.
It's tahia.
Thea, yeah, no, it's
like Thea Vidal.
Yeah, it's a black woman's name or a definite article. Actually, that would be a slogan that a black comedian would use. I'm Thea Vidal, the definite article. And be like, oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's fitting. All right, so here's the point. Go to Audible, download this Bible, listen to it, learn about all this stuff that, learn about why God is attacking us with a hurricane. It's probably in there somewhere. Yeah, I have to think, by the way, God would be a little bit more specific in what he was upset about. Like, this is sort of like a broad-based interpretive attack.
Because there'd be a lot of things that could piss him off, right?
Right. And I'm sure there's, like, lots of people right now. Like I said, when there was a... every time there's an earthquake, I always feel really bad because you know that a 13-year-old boy beat off for the first time right before it happened. And it confirmed every bit of Catholic guilt that he has.
Well, you think anybody's ever masturbated and then literally been struck by lightning? That has to have happened at some point, right?
Do you think you get superpowers? You get like superpowered masturbatory abilities?
Like if, you know, you're like masturbating, I don't know, like while standing on top of your house next to a weather vane.
Yeah, which is a very particular fetish that God is punishing us for with a hurricane. All right, that's enough. We've done our commercial. We've done more than enough content. And listen, we got to batten down the hatches. First thing I got to do, buy hatches. And then I have to batten them down.
I'm going to buy battens.
I'm getting battens, which is actually what my wife knits bat cozies. We call them battens. They're mittens for bats. We like to keep them warm in the winter. And we're ready to roll. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to end this podcast. We're going to go batten down the hatches. And what we're going to hope for is that that everything fizzles out and there is no attack on New Jersey and the coastline by Sandy. But it looks like it's going to happen. And I hope, Vin, that both of us are still alive to record again.
Well, 'cause I have gigs in Atlantic City and I know they're going to want me to go there.
Let's do a to be continued. Let's see what happens, everybody. Stick around. As always, find clickclack.com, www.clickclack, for the best in pop culture. I got an article that I put up over the weekend. Did you read it, Vinny?
Absolutely not.
You're a piece of shit. There's also Vinny Nardiello on Twitter. And that's just Vinny Nardiello on Twitter. I don't know how to spell it, neither does he. Find J Black Comedy on Twitter. And as always, go to www.hungrytrolls for all the best in entertainment in the whole universe. Thanks for listening. I'm J Black, and that's Vin Nardiello, and this has been Click
Clack Hungry Trolls.
Thanks, Vin. Good luck. God bless.